The GOP-controlled Joint Finance Committee voted Thursday to approve a roughly $321 million middle-class tax cut. It was the third attempt to find an income tax cut that both the GOP and Democratic Governor Tony Evers can agree on. But as WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, Democrats on the committee were skeptical.
The Budget Committee voted 12-4, along party lines, to include the tax cut in the budget. The plan lowers income taxes for the second lowest bracket, resulting in a $321 million tax cut over the next 2 years. Another nearly $60 million would go towards property tax relief. The state would pay for the cuts through expected increases in tax revenue and by levying a new tax on online sales. Companies like Amazon would collect sales taxes from third-party sellers, resulting in an expected $200 million in revenue. The new tax collection would cover additional cuts to individuals making about $150,000 a year or less. GOP Representative Terry Katzma of Oostburg said Republicans have consistently given tax cuts to taxpayers.
These tax cuts have kept property taxes below where they were in 2010. They focused relief on low to moderate income earners. The median family of four will have saved $1,600 from 2013 to 2019 because of our tax cuts alone. We did this all without raising taxes on manufacturers and farmers.
Evers' state budget proposal calls for raising taxes on manufacturers to ultimately cover cutting income taxes by about $830 million over 2 years. Republicans had previously rejected Evers' proposal because they created and supported the Manufacturing Tax Cut Program. But Democrats on the Budget Committee, including Chris Taylor of Madison, pointed out that Evers' proposal would result in double the income tax breaks to the average person.
Over $400 to the average person over the biennium. You get to about $150 over the biennium. But the difference is he doesn't give it to the people who don't need it. And you do.
Taylor said Republicans included a tax break for people who make more than $150,000 a year, while Evers didn't. She said 80% of the benefit from the manufacturing tax cut goes to people that make $1 million a year or more. Democratic State Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee also pointed out the Republican income tax cut was smaller than the governor's and applies to fewer people.
The question then immediately turns to, well, how could that be the case? And we're going to talk in our final wrap-up motions about decisions that the majority party has made that have limited the use of federal funds and prioritized the use of state taxpayer funds.
One of those main sources of federal funds? Medicaid expansion. Republicans on the committee voted against that in a previous committee meeting. Finance Committee co-chair, Republican Representative John Nygren, said Republicans might be asked why they are not supporting Evers' income tax proposal. He said Evers already had the chance to get an income tax cut earlier this year.
We actually passed, both houses, passed the tax cut that Governor Evers campaigned on. He vetoed it. That tax cut would have cut taxes by $340 million per year. And would have provided over $300 million per year in relief to median income households.
Evers said he vetoed the bill because it addressed a major fiscal policy item outside of the state budget process. With this latest vote, approving the $321 million income tax cut, the Finance Committee wrapped up revisions on Evers' state budget. The budget is expected to go to the full legislature by the end of the month, and then to Governor Evers, who may or may not veto the proposal. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.